Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
When an apology is not enough, should the U.S. even apologize for actions that resulted in the destruction of holy Qurans in Afghanistan? Pretext for mayhem or outrageous insult to a religious text? On this Tuesday, February 28th, it's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee. From Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, John.
Would be the last day of February, but it's a leap year, so we got one more day of this month to go. An apology, murder, religion, and war. It's all a bad combination in Afghanistan. That begins our hour. The exposure of corporations in international cases of crimes against humanity. That's a discussion later on. And a journalist silenced in Syria speaks once more. You're talking about the high price of gasoline. A listener named Kimberly posted this to Facebook. I've been taking the bus and will be putting off buying groceries. For me, the price of gas is not the only thing that's gone up. My electric bill, my tuition, cost of food, less money back for my refund, the inflated prices of everything. Tell us what you think at 877-8-MY-TAKE, and let's go to the morning's top headlines.
Arizona and Michigan hold their GOP primaries today. Rick Santorum is focused on getting the Democratic vote to stop rival Mitt Romney from picking up another win. Yesterday, his supporters used robocalls appealing to Democrats to vote against Mitt Romney in Michigan. Mitt Romney described the move as a dirty trick. We'll have more about those automated calls later this hour. And in Ohio, flags will be flown at half staff today in honor of a high school student who was killed by a teenage shooter. The gunman also injured four students at the Chardon High School in Cleveland before he was captured. FBI investigators have yet to press charges, but will hold a news conference later today.
Israel has no plans to warn the U.S. if it decides to launch a preemptive strike against Iran. That's according to comments made by Israel's prime minister to American visitors to Israel recently. According to a U.S. intelligence officer, the lack of communication is a protective measure to keep the United States from being held responsible for any Israeli attacks on Iran. In Syria, activists have helped to smuggle a wounded journalist out of the embattled city of Homs. British Sunday Times photographer Paul Conroy has been evacuated and is now in Lebanon. Meanwhile, the family of American journalist Marie Colvin are appealing to Syrian authorities to allow her body to be recovered. She was killed last week in a rocket attack with a French photographer. A third journalist who was also reporting in Homs is still missing.
The UN Human Rights Council is holding a debate on Syria today as the security and humanitarian situation in that country continues to deteriorate. The Red Cross has pledged to continue efforts to bring out Western journalists who are trapped there. So Secretary of Homeland Security Janet Napolitano has defended Washington's policy in the war against illegal drugs. Secretary Napolitano says the U.S. will continue to give assistance to Latin American countries combating producers and traffickers. And in sports, Matt Kenseth won the Daytona 500 for the second time.
Which was a mess, a rain,
long,
mud
long,
mess.
Long. It got delayed because of
Daytona
rain. It
5,
pushed
000.
Back the original Sunday start for the first time in the race's 54-year history.
Let's look at the markets. Asian markets mixed this morning. European indices up on more concern about Greece. Futures are up for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 12,981 after ending flat. All three indices on Wall Street ended completely flat yesterday. The S&P opens at 1,367, and the NASDAQ opens unchanged today at 2,966. The U.S. troops incinerate the Quran in Bagram Air Base at Bagram in Afghanistan. The people of Afghanistan up in arms. President Obama apologizes. Was it the right thing for the president to do? This listener says he shouldn't have apologized. Do we kill people when Bibles are burned? That text from a listener in Michigan. A listener in Massachusetts disagrees. He sent us this text. The burning was offensive, and the president was right to apologize. As a state figurehead, commander-in-chief, and honorable man, it was the right thing to do. The forces are under his leadership, and as such, he sets the tone for behavior and conduct. Americans are so deluded that we think an apology is a sign of weakness, when in reality, it is a sign of great strength and humility. This is the example we should be setting on the world stage. What do you think? Was the apology appropriate for the destruction, given the destruction following the destruction of those holy Qurans in Afghanistan? What do you think? You can weigh in at 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can send us a text at 69866. We're going to talk with an imam on the issue of how are Qurans disposed of, and also former State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley on all of this in just a minute.